An FBI agent returns to the witness stand this morning as federal prosecutors try to show incriminating statements made by three friends of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev were made voluntarily. A federal judge yesterday threw out motions to dismiss charges against the three and ruled that their trials will not be moved out of Boston. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman brings us up to date.
Judge Douglas Woodlock dealt with three defense motions quickly. He agreed with attorneys for the three college friends of Tsarnaev that their clients should have separate trials. Diaz Karibayev and Azamat Tazayakov, both from Kazakhstan, are charged with obstructing justice. Robel Filipos allegedly lied to investigators. His defense attorney is Susan Church.
This really is a case about something that happened to Robel Filipos that could happen to anybody. So we're glad that this case is severed and he'll have a separate trial on his own merits so we can present his case in and of itself.
Filipos' trial is scheduled to start September 29th, Karibayev September 8th, and Tazayakov's is first, set to begin June 30th. Defense attorneys had less luck trying to get the cases dismissed altogether, arguing the laws their clients are accused of breaking are vague and overly broad. Judge Woodlock said, "My general attitude is to deny motions to dismiss," and he did. Defense attorneys also tried to move the cases out of state, claiming adverse and intense media coverage prevented the clients from getting a fair trial. The judge wasn't buying it. "I'm sure," said Woodlock, "a properly vetted jury will be fair and impartial and can be chosen from a community even where an extraordinary event took place." And just to make sure, he suggested selecting two juries, one in Boston and a backup in Springfield. Nicholas Wooldridge is defense lawyer for Azamat Tazayakov.
"You know, I mean, we made a motion for a change of venue, and I think that's something that you have to do. But I think the people of Boston are smart people, so I hope Boston is able to be impartial and render us a fair verdict."
After settling those matters, the judge and defense attorney spent several hours in contentious, at times testy debate, arguing over motions to suppress statements the accused made while being interrogated by the FBI. The defense claims the statements were coerced and made under duress. The judge says if he finds any of the statements were not voluntary, he'll declare a mistrial. But he also warned defense lawyers that if they wanted to pursue the motions to suppress, their clients had to be prepared to be cross-examined by prosecutors. That's something the defense attorneys say is not usual federal courtroom procedure and possibly grounds for appeal. In the end, only Diaz Karibayev's attorney, Robert Stahl, agreed to go ahead with the motion to suppress.
"Things are going as we anticipated in the pretrial motions, and the hearing will continue on the motion to suppress this week. And we look forward to cross-examining the government's witnesses and putting our client on the stand."
The first witness prosecutors called to challenge the suppression motion was FBI Special Agent John Walker. He testified he believed Tsarnaev had escaped from Watertown after the shootout and was hiding in the New Bedford apartment of his two Kazakh friends. Tsarnaev had four cell phones, says Walker, that were billed to the friend's apartment address, and one of the phones was pinged at a nearby cell tower while the manhunt was underway in Watertown. Walker feared Tsarnaev and perhaps his friends were armed and dangerous. He testified as the FBI's elite hostage rescue team surrounded the New Bedford apartment, they didn't have time to get a search warrant, but got approval from the FBI director over the phone to conduct a warrantless search. Walker's testimony also provided some new information. Karibayev's girlfriend was in the apartment at the time the FBI arrived, but she hasn't been charged, suggesting she may have gotten immunity from prosecution from the government in exchange for her testimony. More revelations are likely when the defense continues to cross-examine the FBI agent later today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.